Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, you want more?
More.
Oh, this good?
Oh, wow, that was extreme.
Edging with Tucker and Maura.
Absolutely right. They sound exactly like Oasis.
Like old school Oasis, man. Big
yeah.
time. Even his voice, he kind of has like Noel Gallagher's voice.
100%. Yeah. I thought this was Oasis.
It's a band called Breezer, and the reason why they ended up on our radar is they were responsible for creating like an AI version of Oasis. 7 or 8 songs that they posted, and they call the band Asus, and it's AI, you know, with Oasis mixed together, Asus.
And isn't it working well for them? Because now people have discovered their music, like Oasis.
So what they did is essentially they took songs they had written for their band Breezer. It wasn't doing much, and they thought it would be kind of fun to imagine what it'd be like if Liam Gallagher was singing their songs. And so they, using the help of AI, somehow found a way to recreate Liam Gallagher's voice for their songs. So then it ends up sounding like this. This is like the fake Oasis. And just like Oasis, huge intro.
I like a huge intro build up before they start singing. I love that.
I just thought it was going to get right into the song, but I obviously started it in the wrong place.
This is the same song that we just opened the podcast with, but with Liam's voice, AI voice on it.
Yeah, wow. It's just slightly better. Just slightly. Or just more familiar. You could convince me this is new Oasis, though. So we played this on our radio show, and Bundes went into a deep dive and then started listening to all the Breezer songs because he's a giant Oasis fan, and he's just trying to, like, recreate the magic.
Yeah. Do they have a lot of followers?
No, they're like relatively small band, like not a ton of plays or anything like that.
Spotify was like, the songs are playing in the thousands, like 9,000, 8,000. Yeah. There was one song that had a bit of traction, but I think it only had 40,000 listens.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's pretty kick-ass. Like, if you like Oasis in that kind of 90s, like, Britpop rock and roll, like, that's totally what these guys do. Yeah.
So the AI didn't write the music or the song lyrics, but just kind of created Liam's voice.
So this is the AI version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's Oasis, man, through and through.
I bet this band started as an Oasis cover band and then kind of started writing their own music. I don't really know their backstory. I'll play one more here. From Asus. It really is insane that those two just can't figure it out that they hate each other so much.
I guess
that
they've made enough money, you know, because it's not about the money anymore.
Well, Liam Gallagher lived around the corner from where my sister was living in the UK.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite a neighborhood for famous people. It's an area called Hampstead in London. My sister moved with her husband because his job kind of wanted him to work out there for a while. He's kind of a bigwig too. Anyway, so she shared a back wall of her place, and her place was much smaller, but with Sam Smith. So Sam Smith literally shared a property line with where my sister was living for 3 years. Ricky Gervais lives around the corner, and you'd see him any day he's in town. He goes for a walk in the park,
and he
plays with dogs. So I saw him on New Year's Day out for a walk with my sister and her family when we were visiting back in, I think it was 2019. And
did you say hi?
I didn't know it was him until after we passed him. Like, I'm not really kind of staring at people. If I knew to look for him.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what I would have done. I might have just sent something like, hey, Ricky, love your stuff. Have a great day. You know, Happy New Year.
Right.
Even then, you're going to be like a loser.
Yes. It's better you just left him alone.
But I crossed him walking on a street to the park. It's called Hampstead Heath. If you ever want to see Ricky Gervais, he hangs out there all the time. Liam Gallagher lives around the corner. And so does Boy George.
Oh, cool.
From Culture Club. In fact, I think Boy George used to live right beside Sam Smith. And then Sam Smith moved to this new place. How much time do these people spend in these houses? Who knows? It's just maybe one of many properties, but it's this really cool, charming neighborhood of London.
Lots of like cool restaurants and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Pubs. Cool. Well, pubs and some cool restaurants. And I was there over Christmas, so they do up the streets with all these lights. It felt like a Hallmark movie set.
Yeah.
For one of those,
oh my love God.
You know, Christmas in July movies type of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what also felt like a Hallmark Christmas movie set? When I went to Disney in the trailer park over the holidays, and everyone did up their trailers with lights. I'm like, they should film a movie here.
So funny that you
different
found
vibe.
A trailer park at
Christmas.
Disney. That's actually part of Disney. I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, Fort Wilderness. Walt Disney, it was one of the original places that you could stay because he wanted it to be accessible to all families. You could literally rent a campsite and pitch a tent. You can pitch a tent.
And you're on the property. You're on the Disney property. You can rent a golf cart.
And you rent a golf cart and tootle around, yeah.
And do you park your golf cart at the theme park? Like, do you take the cart?
Oh, my God, I wish. No. But there's special transportation if you're staying at the trailer park to get to all the theme parks. Like, most people have to schlep on a bus. There's a boat that takes you to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
which is a way better ride.
Like speedboat or like a ferry?
It's a ferry, but it's not like a huge ferry or anything. Like,
better than being on a bus.
Better than being on a bus.
Waiting for it to be full before you can leave.
Yeah.
At least on a boat, you're out.
Yeah, you're in the water. Yeah. It's a vibe.
Bundus was saying to us that he has to go to a doctor today, and he's getting the old butt examination.
Oh, yeah. Does the doctor know you're getting it? Are you going to spring it on them in the moment?
No, I kind of let them know.
I thought, to be honest, like, and you've had a couple of things that have been, you know, of concern, I guess.
Red flags.
Yeah. It's been at least a year kind of that I haven't bothered to,
guys take so long to finally pick up the phone and call a doctor.
Yeah. I didn't even call the doctor, to be honest with you. It was,
yeah.
Yeah. We know. We know. I didn't even have to ask. Yeah. I knew that was the case. Yeah.
The last time you got, what was the last thing that your girlfriend set up for you? Cause you were never going to get around to doing it. It was another doctor's
dentist?
Visit, wasn't it?
It was my back. I screwed up my back and I could barely move. I had the TENS machine on me coming into work and she booked like a massage for me. She's like, you need to go to the chiropractor or the physiotherapist and get this sorted out.
Oh, physio.
Yeah.
And it did help, right?
Yeah, I think the last time I called a doctor was when I had the UTI, and it got to the point where like I was
having a fever.
Before I finally called the doctor.
You looked awful. I remember. I think we made you call the doctor during the show. We're like, man, you got to get that taken
You're
care of.
Keel over. Yeah. Oh my God. Good for you.
So you there's a couple of things you're like, okay, well, they better check out the butt. And I don't want to get into all the details of why you want to check that out. But, you know, it's always scary. Obviously not scary enough to force you to want to go. Your girlfriend is
They probably
concerned.
Do it all the time. The prostate check is normal, right?
But
That's a run-of-the-mill. It's like probably...
It's less so, though, now.
Really?
Yeah. You may not have to do that. They may just order like a PSA test, I think they call it.
What's that?
It's a blood test where they check and see.
Oh.
There's like a score you have. It's a number. And so they might use that. If it's really high, then they might do like
internal.
A full, like, say, what do you call that thing there? The big, the scope and everything.
The colonoscopy.
If it's a really high number, they would maybe schedule a colonoscopy. They might do a physical exam. But most of the time now, from what I hear, it's like they're monitoring you based on your score from that test.
Okay.
So just because it's a little high doesn't necessarily mean that there's a prostate cancer issue. But what they look for is if, like, the first time you do the test, they look at that number, and then they see when you do the test again what the difference between the two numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a dramatic increase, even though it still might be like in the lower range, mm-hmm. if they see a big increase, they might go and order the colonoscopy. And for you, who knows? Yeah. I mean, you're a pretty good looking guy. They just may opt right for the finger.
I have a feeling I'm getting a finger because my issue, I don't know if it's a colonoscopy that's needed right away. I mean, I hope to God I don't need one, but I'm having issues with blood. Like I am noticing a lot of bleeding.
Mm.
And it looks to be an external kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but I need to make sure that it's external.
Totally.
And if there's something that needs to be clamped, removed,
lanced,
you know.
I think you got a big hemi there that's
bleeding.
And sliced and diced.
Yeah, it's just like every time I'm using the washroom lately, I'm getting blood squirting out of the side of, on the bowl. Like, it's like, yeah.
You know what? They'll probably be able to tell you right away what's going on, because that's probably going to be the first. I know you're an Anusol Plus guy, just like the T-Bird, right?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I've been sticking tubes up there, and it's not doing the work, right?
Right.
You know, gotcha. You don't use my brand, though, do you?
I switch between Prep and Sol Plus, you know?
By the way, if we can isolate that audio clip for our radio show where they're always playing like little 7-second clips of our show, it's like, Tucker and Maura, and then Maura's like, hey, we do this, blah, 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 and then, you know, like, just to have you say, yeah, I'm getting blood when I'm squirting on the ball.
Yeah.
And then just be Tucker and Maura. DJ Mornings.
Please build one of those. Yeah. Okay. I remember the mole sucking one getting old fast for a lot of our listeners. That one I think will get old fast as well.
Yeah. Well, you had one where you said, we talk about toilets because we're an honest show. Whatever it was, it was something.
It's terrible.
And it played for years. It still might be playing show.
I don't think it's playing anymore.
You know, I feel like the exam of the butt is probably very similar to the exam that women go through all the time, the pap test. And, you know, it's just something you got to do. It's not comfortable. But you know what's not comfortable is like cancer, right?
Yeah.
You're getting surgery or something like that. It's so important to go get those tests done that are a little bit uncomfortable. Last time I went to have a pap smear, the guy saw a polyp. Is that a polyp?
Yeah, a polyp, yeah.
And I had to get that taken care of. And that was scary for me. It was non-cancerous and very common, but it could be a polyp. And they just go, whoop.
I know. I feel weird talking about it now because normally when we talk about this stuff, it's after the fact when everyone's given an all clear or whatever.
Yeah, well,
but it is a scary situation.
I know it is.
And also, if you do have to have the digit test, have you ever had one of those before?
No.
What's a digit test?
That's when they stick your finger in to feel your prostate to see if it's abnormally maybe large or
yeah,
has
swollen.
Like, I don't know if they check texture as well, but they stick it in there. It's the only time I've ever had a full finger in my butt. I've never been comfortable with
it.
You know, not to get too graphic, but every time it happens, all I can think about is how it makes me feel like I'm about to go to the bathroom. It's almost it's like a button that is like, I'm worried I'm going to like defecate all over the doctor's hand.
Yeah.
And every time it's always been a woman doctor for whatever reason that's doing the test. I think it's happened to me twice.
You tell them? You're like, oh my God, I feel like I can't
control myself. It's just that, you know, it's the same feeling as what it is when something's coming out.
Except I see.
It's going in.
It's pushing.
Yeah.
So it's pushing
just feels
down.
Like
yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, and I've never defecated on a doctor's hand, but I just have that fear.
That was the first time for everything.
Yeah. Have you ever had a digit test in any other capacity in your life, Bundes?
No, I can't say I have.
No? No one ever got adventurous with you and was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see.
Yeah. One time somebody tried that and I was thinking, no, it didn't work for me.
I mean,
I could see that you being your, yeah. I love how you shifted in your chair too.
It's definitely something that I think if you're into it, I don't know if you'd be into it on the first time.
Yeah.
I feel like it must be the same as sushi. You know, the very first time you ever have sushi, you never fall in love with it out of the gate. You're like, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Second time you have it, you're like, okay.
Right. Yes.
And then after you have it a third time, then you start craving it.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, it'd be great tonight, sushi.
Yeah, because sushi is also about the feeling afterwards and how you're not like weighed down, I find.
Yeah. And you also have learned the right combination of wasabi and soy and all that kind of stuff. Are you a ginger person? Are you not?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it must be the same. Same with butt play, where you know,
baby steps.
It's baby steps, and it's gotta like introduce to someone to it with like a little bit of outside work, and then for people who can handle the inside work, they just keep pushing it a little further.
You're right, you know? A little outside work. That's the ticket right there.
For most people, that's enough.
That's the baby step. Yeah. It's a shame to talk about this the same day he's going for the inspection, though, because. You know, we're talking about butt play. This is not play.
This is not butt play.
This is a real deal.
Yeah, this is a real
inspection. And you got to do it. You got to do it.
Yeah, I'm surprisingly okay. I don't know if the reality of this situation has just like not hit me yet. Like everybody around me seems to be far more worried about it than I do. But I don't think
you should worry about it. I think you'll be fine. You just got to go get it checked. That's all.
Let me see if I recorded when I had mine done. I recorded the audio of it.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
You are so weird.
I have a recording of my vasectomy as well.
You too.
Why? Hang on here. This is. I think I found it. Okay, so this is me when I was getting things examined.
Okay.
That was me right there.
Wow, you really reached a pitch I've never heard you reach before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd never had it done before. It was all new to me. So,
was that the vasectomy or was that the butt?
That's the butt. That was the first time I had the butt examination. It was outside and there were a lot of people around.
I thought it was a teaching hospital. They let people in to watch.
I thought I had a better scream than that. I thought I had a guy scream.
It was a good falsetto.
I'm just grabbing stuff on the fly.
Would you let, if they say, hey, we've got a resident here that's just learning, would you let the resident try it on you today?
It depends how hot they are. No, I want a professional who's done this a few times.
I hear you.
All right. Let's see. Okay, I found it now.
Oh, good.
Let's see here. I was actually playing tennis when it happened, too.
Oh. That's you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just wincing.
Why did they choose to do it on the court?
It was weird. That's the only other scream I have is screaming tennis player.
Mm.
Didn't really work either, did it? Two fails.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. What time is it happening?
It's like 1:15, I believe, this afternoon.
You should record yourself, your face, just for nothing else, just your face reaction, as it, so you can see what you look like when they penetrate.
Everyone, relax your anus at 1:15 this afternoon. We'll do it all together. Send you positive vibes.
Yeah, yeah, good luck with that. I hope it's all good news and just a little surface area.
They might take it off right then and there.
Is that what you think it is? You think it's like something on the outside?
I think so. It's generally like, you know, a light colored blood. It looks very fresh. It looks like it's cut immediately.
Yeah.
Right. It's just happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the moment.
Because have you done the research to see if it's like more of a prostate cancer thing or, I mean, like a colorectal thing? Like, is there usually
I haven't done too much because I don't want to, like, you know,
scare
myself with Google
MD
or something.
When it's interior issues, it's not like what you're saying.
It's like a darker.
It's not
blood.
Like, it's like darker, yeah.
Okay.
It's not like that fresh, vibrant red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a good sign.
Well, let us know what happens.
I'll see you guys tomorrow, hopefully.
Please film your face in that moment. That would be really funny, but I'm sure it's not your jam.
I don't think
you're
like
not
it.
An Instagram person.
I don't think
the doctor's going to appreciate
it. If you said, hey, I'm just going to film myself just as you penetrate, and I want to get my reaction.
No, you don't. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're right. They probably don't like that.
No. No, they don't.
Okay. Anything else you're getting checked out while you're there?
I mean, I haven't done a physical or anything in God knows how many years, maybe 10 almost. So maybe I should just get the whole thing.
They don't let
you
do that. They make you book a new appointment.
Oh, really?
Which drives me nuts.
Unless that appointment is a full physical. But you're right. If you bring up too many things, it's only, usually they'll have a rule like two issues per appointment.
Yeah. And then you can't get another appointment for months.
All right. So I guess it's just the butt today then.
Just the butt.
To the Oasis sounding Breezer and a song called Forever. Forever. 7,000 streams on Spotify.
Deserves more, man.
I kind of am curious to see what the other song is that has more streams. It has like four times as many streams. It's called Alive. Yeah, super Oasis vibes. Bundus is loving it.
Sounds good.
Yes, classic Oasis. I love it.
Okay. Well, back to the original now that we were playing, because that's what we do, right? Thanks for checking out this podcast. Don't forget, we're on the radio weekday mornings from 5 till 10. Some of it's like the first half hour is just replays from other shows, but you can check us out on 102.1 The Edge, which is based out of Toronto. And we'll talk to you soon.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.